what we're going to do in Zavla. We'll see if we can get a little further. And now I'm going to give you first Marma Komos on Kibbalah Lai, because really that is the next big topic. And it also really comes up here in the Shaka Bataria, even before we get to the Mishnah, as you know, in the continuation. So I'm going to give you Makoros for that first. And if we can get back to, which I hope we will, we're going to put up a little bit of the burden for next week. We'll try to do it. I'd love to do also Tzarech Levarer. No, Gaya, I don't think we're going to do big, but, you know, Elliot's here. He can tell you all about it from Boa Basra days, right? So, welcome. So the Gemara here on Chav Kibbalah Amid Beis, which discusses the question of Chav Kibbalah Amid Av to Chav Kibbalah Amid Beis. Gemara discusses Eid Echad, you know, in Dine Mominus, when there's a Kibbalah line. The Gemara compares it to Namonus Abba V'Avicha, meaning Apostle, and Tosas Alatar, Rashi and Tosas Alatar, regarding Chadan Tarta L'Reyusa, and then, of course, the Mishnah and the Gemara, and Chavdawar Amid Aleph and Chavdawar Amid Beis. Again, the Rashi Tosas there, the Rama Menucha Sanhedrin, Perik Zayin Halacha Beis, the Rajbam Bavasar Kuf Chav Ches Amid Aleph, the Maskel Gimel Roy Bakar, the Ran here on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, Tibra Maskel Om Rav Yochanan, and on Chav Gimel Amid Beis, Tibra Maskel V'Om Rav Dimi, and Chav Dalin Amid Aleph, Rav Dimi, and the Ad Ramah, Emsa Tibra Maskel Masnisen, the second half of what he writes there. And regarding the Hagdara of, one issue is the you know, the question of whether you're Mechalik between Chadil Reyusa and Tartil Reyusa and Kibolai, but also what is the Hagdara of Tartil Reyusa? So just look, you know, Chosha Mishpat, Simin Chav Beis, that's the Simin of Kibbul Alai, the Sma Sif Katan Vav, the Shach Sif Katan Beis, the Ksos Sif, oh, welcome back, Sif Katan Aleph. There are people out there who told me that they didn't do the Marma Komos because, you know, you didn't write them up, so, or, you know, they said, it's not the same, but it doesn't, right?
Sorry.
No, and you took his place, so that's I'm not Makabal at all, that's your bit. But I was just trying to give him a compliment. I wasn't trying to. Okay. Anyway, the Sif Katan Gimel, the Ksel Sif Katan Aleph, and the Nesiva Sif Katan, I think also a Gimel. Okay. The riff on the Sugya. What's that? Adam's taking responsibility, stepping up.
Yeah.
I think he's doing great too. I think there was just an excuse. And now that I know it was you, it's a proof. Rif b'sugya, the rif in the sugya, from lo mi boy hecha de kible until lo parina. Okay, the rush, simin dalet and hay, starting from vaharaya shehevi harav alfas until kinyan betos. Also, just look at the Gemara and Shavuos, mem beis amar aleph. It sounds like a lot, but it really isn't going to be so much. Hahu da amar lechavre mehemnesli until nachis ledeos. The Muki Yosef Dir Masel Yochel Achzerbo, and his Skimwa Mefarshim. The Mordechai here also, Tafresh, Simon Tafresh Peivav, Tafresh Peiches, Tafresh Peites, and the Choshe Mishpat, Simon Chavbeis Sif Aleph. If you get a chance, the Ravon in Shavuos Lamed Tes Omed Aleph. Okay? That's one issue. Regarding the problem of Kinyan Dvarim Bialma, which we discussed also when we talked about Mechila, Tzricha Kenyan or not. So look at the Muke Yosef here. Again, most of Rishonim are the Rishonim Alatar. Dir Masa Ein Lacha Kenyan Klum, and that Ravon that I just mentioned in Shavuos. Does Kibbalah Lai have to take place in front of a Bezdin Shel Gimel? Right? That's an interesting question. So look at the Hagos HaShri, if you want to look in more Arichos, it's in the Or Zeruah, of course. Dibra Masel Vekula, and the Nesivas here, Alatar, Sif Katan Aleph. What about the limits of Kiblu Alai? Meaning, are there people who cannot be Kiblu Alai'd in? That's who cannot be Machshired through Kiblu Alai. So again, we talked about this, those of you who were here, earlier in the year. So these Marmakomas will be familiar, but just, you know, remember them, and whoever wasn't should, you know, be familiar with them. The Ramban Ala Torah in the beginning of Mishpatim, where he talks about Akum, and the Chidush Aran and Beis Omid Beis talks about Hedyotos. The Ksos and Simon Zayin Sivkot Nalef speaks about Hedyot and Ger. Part of it is based on the Balamor later on, Choshen Mishpat Simen Chaf Beis Sif Beis and the Sman Shach Sif Katan Tezvav. The Radvaz and Sanhedrin Beis Zion and the Mishnah Lamelech Beis Yidal. Are there psulim that cannot be machshired or not? That will say something about the nature of Kibbolai, right, if there are limits. It'll also obviously be further litmus test about distinguishing different psule edus and psule dayanus, something which we talked about, you know, just like batla miktasa, batla kula, right, or tkilasa vasofa bekashrus, are ways of are sugyas that, you know, are relevant to distinguishing types of psulim. Who's mufka mi edus, who's an eid pasul, you know, who's just a chashash sheker or a chisaron kabbalas edus. So too, this is another one. Okay, regarding Shvuas Eidos, let's say, in other words, you were Makabel, somebody to be, an apostle to be an aid. Let's say you said about an Eid Echad that you're Makabel this Eid Echad Kishnayim. Or let's say you took a Karov and you said, I'm Makabel you as an aid, right? So can then we impose the Chi of Shvuas Eidos on. I mentioned earlier in the year, we talked about the Yisro Vakum. That's the Rishalmi, and we mentioned it again, we talked about the status of Eid Echad in general, in Shavua and in Mammon. So this is the Rishalmi in Shavuos, Dalet Aleph, or Sanhedrin Gimel Test, the same Rishalmi. Mipi Bezdin Lahotzi, that's how it starts, until She'eno Kosher L'Hai. Maybe I just have to realize that the Mishnah says in Shavuos Eidos, and Aflamid in Shavuos, that part of the conditions of Shavuos Eidos, the Korban Shavuos Eidos, is only applicable to somebody who's kosher lahoid. And the idea is that he has an impact on the case. If he doesn't have an impact on the case, then, you know, the fact that he lied and said he didn't know testimony is still a sheker, but it's not something that triggers the Korban Shavuos Eidos. So Korban Shavuos Eidos is a good way to figure out whether somebody is kosher lahoy, but we still have to determine whether or not it's the impact per se or the impact betoras aid. That's something to still think about. So in that connection also, there's a tshuva of the Mari Mintz, if you get a chance to look at it, in the end of Simon Vav, where he talks about, starting from Ve'ein l'hakshos eich shayich lahashbia isha shvuas ha'edus, talks about that question. I mentioned the other day the language of Masna Mashakasa Batara Batanai Dover Sheba Mamon regarding Kibbolai. So there are also just a few marmakomos. The tshuva of the Ravya, Chelek Aleph Simin Kufnun Aleph, in the old Ravyas, again they redid them, but in the one that I have, which is the Optivitzer edition, it's on page 149 and page 153. Also, Tshuvas HaRashba, Gimel, Chelek Gimel, Simen, Tuf, or Tshuva, Tuf, Lamed, Ches, also cited in the Tashbates, Beis, Samach, Gimel. I think I mentioned, Eli isn't here, but I think I mentioned that one of the Rishonim who uses this language was the Real Madri. So it's the Real Madri, but it's in Sanhedrin, Chavtes, Omer Aleph, Dibra Mascha, Ela, Inun, Yemrun. That's where he has that Lashon. And also just look at the Rajba again, Tshuvas HaRajba, base Reish Lamed Dalet. Okay? And then there are a few other issues, but I'm going to leave them, you know, for now, just to see how far we get. All right, we're just going to do this as quickly as we can. But today, again, we don't have much time. For today, let's just finish off our discussion of the Zavla. Again, Zavla is a much, much bigger topic, obviously, but it's going to have to suffice, what we've been doing or trying to do. Okay, so we were discussing the issue of Zavla, and so far what we've seen is that there are two, broadly speaking, two perspectives, right? One is that, or three perspectives. One is that Zavla is a typical Bezdin. The only difference is that the appointment, the method of appointment or selection, differs, and as such, you know, we shouldn't expect anything substantively different about the working mechanism of either the Masum Matan or the Gemar Din or the relationship between Balei Dinim and Dayanim, if the, you know, Chiddush of Zavla is merely the method of appointment and nothing more, then, you know, then basically there shouldn't be too many nafkamina. On the other hand, if we take the view that the idea, you know, in Zavla is one which is the Chudash, and that basically it's a method, right? It's a different method of adjudicating a case. It's one in which at least the Masa Matan is intended to be adversarial initially, right? Although giving way eventually to the integrity of a proper Gemar Din. So then that initial adversarial or you know, advocacy, you know, posture is one which could, in theory, you know, change the way that we go about hearing from the Balei Dinim. Maybe even, you know, there could be some continuing input from the Balei Dinim, etc. So that's the question that we are considering. Third possibility is that Zavla is so different that it really belongs more to a kind of a Kiblu Alai perspective than anything else, meaning it's really one in which the Balei Dinim sign on to a different, you know, not just a different Maso Matan, but even a different, maybe something even outside the regular Beis Din framework. So this is what we have been discussing. I mentioned that the different interpretations of Shiyetze Adin Lamito, and whether you have the language of being Mahapech or not. Bavli, again, the language of the Bavli doesn't mention that, but many of the Rishonim do, and whether it's about perception or it's also just about the reality of leaving no stone unturned, or is it even further that there's supposed to be this initial methodology of advocacy giving way to. So I think Aaron mentioned to me also, I was going to bring it up later, but the language of the Yerushalmi is more explicit than the Bavli, right? Do you have language there? Here in the beginning of the third parak of Sanhedrin, it talks about being Miradef. You have it? Miradef Bischuso or something like that? Right, the Bavli's language, as we know, is pretty parv. It's what the Rishonim do with it, and then we surveyed different formulations, you know, in the Rishonim themselves. But the language of the Mitosh Shezed Boro Dayin Echad, Shezed Boro Lo Dayin Echad, Ushneim Boro Limod Echad, Yetze Adin Lamita. There's nothing in the formulation of the Bavli that speaks about anybody, you know, being Mahapech, Bischus of anybody else. Do you have it there,
Kai? Yes,
Miradef Bischuso, correct? Yeah. And, then it's also interesting to note, we'll get to this later on, so they just keep it open, about how he explains Machlokas Rabbeinu and the Chachamim, right, regarding who chooses the third dayan, right? Aaron? The continuation of the Yerushalmi. So we'll get back to that in just a couple of minutes. But basically, that's the language that the Yerushalmi has. I should mention, Isaac also brought to my attention, we were talking about nafkamina, so let me just repeat what we said already. So number one, does the word dine mamonis belong here? We talked about that. I should also mention in that regard that the shach, in the beginning of the perek, Simon Yud Gimel, quotes from the Bach, that maybe the reason we need to mention dine mamonis bishlosha is to exclude the paradigm of pshara. Because you might have thought that, you know, in Pshara, maybe the third Dayan, you know, certainly requires the input or the assent of the Balei Dinim. And we're being told, Masha Ein Kein, when it comes to Zavla, that's a regular Dine Mominus. That's the Shach's quotation of the Bach. So that's one issue, that we have the language, the Nusach of Dine Mominus. And then we're talking further about possible real nafkamina, and the ones that the Pesachei Tshuva discusses, and Simon Yud Gimel, right? I'm sorry, before that. Then the second issue is whether or not the third Dayan, right, has a different status than the other two, and whether we view him as a machria in any way. And the status of the third Dayan, of course, again, if we see this as typical Beis Din, then just that the method of appointment is different, and it's mostly to placate the Balei Dinim, so that they'll be Metzayas Ladina, then there's no difference between the Dayan. If we see that there's an initial advocacy that gives way to something more detached and objective, so then the possibility that the third Dayan plays a role, the different kind of a role, makes a lot of sense. Right? Again, you might say, still not, because in the Gemar Din we want everybody to be on board in the same way. But certainly in the context of the Maso Matan, he plays a different role. And even in the Gemar Din, you might say he is the anchor of allowing them to make that change, to pivot, as I was saying yesterday, from advocacy to objectivity. So his role is going to be different. And maybe in terms of some of the issues that we're about to explore, we should be mechalek between the Dayan Shlishi and the other Dayanim. Of course, how he is appointed, whether it's by the Balei Dinim or by the Dayanim themselves, it's suggestive that that could be connected. But here you run into, you know, the different interpretations of some of the Rishonim and Achronim, who, some of them who neutralize, you know, the significance of the Machlokas or Meir and the Chachamim, who appoints the third Dayan. Now, if we had our druthers, what we might say is that if the Balei Dinim are appointing the third Dayan, then, you know, then basically he, you know, isn't so fundamental. Again, maybe everything is a kind of a skybus, mitzidam, or kind of a kibloolai. Moreover, there isn't really, you know, a big difference, except that in the end of the day, you have to figure out, you know, if everything is going to be driven by the Balei Dinim, so the one and the one is fine, and what do you do with the other fellow? In fact, but what you might want to say, and some Rishonim form, some Mefarshim formulated this way, is that the Dayan HaShlishi is supposed to be Mahapech Bishnehem. Is he supposed to be Mahapech? It's a small difference or a big difference, hard to know. Is he supposed to be Mahapech Ba'ad Shnehem, or is he supposed to be not Mahapech Ba'ad anybody? Would you say about the three Dayanim that they're supposed to be Mahapech Ba'ad Shneim? It's not usually a phrase that we use. So do we only mean it in contrast to, you know, Kolechad being Mahapech or Meradef, the schus of his, you know, his client? So here, you know, what are we saying here? That the Shlishi is, you know, has two clients? You know, that would be the conclusion that you might reach if you were to say that the Balei Dinim, you know, are really still in charge completely. And, you know, but, you know, they have to agree on this fellow because he's Mahapech Ba'ad Shnehem. Whereas, if we're talking about a Machkoria, we probably wouldn't formulate it that way unless we just didn't mean it so much. So it's interesting that the Yerushalmi, we'll talk more in a moment about the other views, but if you have the Yerushalmi open still, so the Yerushalmi suggests that the reason that the Balei Dinim should be the ones to make the appointment is because... otherwise, there won't be three, you know, speaking, you know, with one voice. You have that? That's strange to know what you mean. You don't have the language of Shalmi in front of you? Anybody have it? Yeah. So what does that really, really mean? Is that a practical statement, or is that another way of saying that everything really comes from the Balei Dinim because it's a kind of... You know, they're the ones who drive all of this, and it's a kind of a skybus. Then what's the next line in the Yerushalmi? Then Yerushalmi says... Meaning, so it sounds a pashtus way some of the Mefarshim interpret it is, that, you know, oh, you know, you think that it's just not going to work, the maisa. That's how some of the Mefarshim interpret it. In other words, somebody's going to say, oh, I've got a suggestion for a third guy. You can say, why should we take your suggestion? Right? Then the guy said, well, I should take your suggestion. Right? They keep saying that. So it would be better for the Dayanim, you know, to decide and to remove this from the Balei Dinim. But if that were the right pshat, then if that's the pshat, that's how the Pnei Moshe reads it anyway. So then what we're really saying is that even for the Chachamim, the idea that the Balei Dinim are still in charge makes sense. However, we just don't think that Lemaisa works very well. So we'd rather remove it, one, from them, but then the idea is that really it's coming from them, just it's coming from them in a way that is manageable by virtue of their already advocates. Now, there's a way to say it, I guess, would be to say that the third Dayan is appointed by the two lawyers, instead of saying they're not really two lawyers, if you understand what I'm saying. Meaning the lawyer aspect of them, the advocate aspect of them. So he can be Bahapech equally, you know, Ba'ad Shnehem or Ba'ad Kolecha Mehem. Like, what's the best way to formulate the role of the third Dayan? Is it, he's mahapech b'fne, you know, ba'ad Ruvain, and he's mahapech ba'ad Shimon, or he's mahapech ba'ad Shneim, or he's not mahapech ba'ad anyone. This way we'd be saying that no, everybody is representing the will and the you know interests of the Bale Dinim. But there's a practical argument between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, is that best served by them, you know, cancel that's finally agreeing to somebody, or is somebody always gonna feel like, you know, that really was his choice, I shouldn't have gone along with that, or I don't want to, or you know, people being overly, you know, suspicious. So in the end of the day, let the Dayanim do it, but they're doing it b'toras, not Dayanim, but b'toras, you know, advocates. Or is the real pshat that, you know, we want a Dayan HaMachriya, like the language of the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis and the Rosh and others, and in which case, you dafka don't want it to come from the Bali Dinim, you don't want somebody who's Mahapech Bad Shneim, you want somebody who's not Mahapech Bad anybody. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Rejects Rashi's reasoning, Sayas about the Dinim, Sayas with the Dinim.
Yeah.
As he says, Kash the Rashi, Havle Lomer, Shne Bali Dinim, Yubor and Ashlishi, the two you happen to pursue some Sayas of the Bali Dinim.
Because if Rashi were right, then it has to be the Bali Dinim.
Yeah.
Very good. So this is a way of saying, you know, this is just a way of getting better Din. And therefore, the third one should be the Dayan. Very good. Very good. Very good. Okay. Anyway, so there are other ways possibly to read the Yerushalmi for the Chachamim. The Yerushalmi doesn't answer the question, which bothers the Mefarshim there also. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mention the question. So then the Yerushalmi asks, well, if that's true, what are you going to do about a situation where, you know, Bal Din Ruvain appointed a Dayan, Bal Din Shimon appointed a Dayan, right? The two Dayanim appointed a third Dayan. And then one of the first Dayanim, you know, either Ruvain's or Shimon's, dies. Right, so what are you going to do then? Right, you have that line? Yeah. So,
they don't answer it.
So, there's a lot to say, put it that way. Well, we'll leave it for the moment, but there's a lot to think about. Anyways, in terms of aside from the role of the Dayan Shlishi, which is going to come up again anyway, and whether he has a different status and how we appoint him and so on, is the question of that we mentioned of Shmias Atainos and Sachar, that the two of the issues that the Piskei Tshuva dismisses. Piskei Tshuva dismisses them, as we noted the other day, not just, that's I think Rabbi was pointing out, not just does he think that they're wrong because they're too radical, but he thinks they're wrong because the premise that this is anything different than regular Sanhedrin or regular Bezdin is wrong. The method of appointment is different. But the suggestion were for, can you pay directly pay the Dayanim? You can pay your lawyer. You should pay your lawyer, right? Can you pay these Dayanim? And the second one, can the Dayanim hear the Tainos of the Bali Dinim, right? At the same time and together. So both of these are very understandable issues when it comes to the possibility of Zeh Mehapech Bishvil Zeh, Zeh Mehapech Bishvil Zeh. So that's where Isaac made a ha'ara to me. Go ahead, about the Bach and the...
I Bach says that Pashran can take a scar for Flimshara.
Yeah, so that's an important issue in Pashranim, as we discussed, whether it's because of a similar parallel question, although you might, again, conclude differently. Are the Pashranim regular Dayanim, or are the Pashranim, you know, a different... Are they just Shalom, right, and it's outside of the system, or are they, you know, different, a different type of Din? Right. So that parallel is interesting, and again, in light of the Shach and the Bach about, you know, the language of Dine Mominus, you know, that looms even larger, as well as the fact that, as we noted, that in Shulchan Aruch, it's Simeon Yud Beis and then Simeon Yud Gimel. Again, for the Rambam, what comes before is, you know, the dispute about which venue, which Bezdin, and what comes after is Kibbul Alai. But in Shulchan Aruch, the context, the previous din is Pshara. So that's an interesting question. So we're up to discussing the Marik. So the Marik is of the opinion, people saw it finally? Yeah? Okay, Adam, what does it say?
He says that in contrast to regular din where psulim, which are not objective, deraisa psulim, and things that are midas chasidus, don't apply to Zabla.
Yeah. Things like Horei Chasam Bekala and other people where there's an Akruve Daita but doesn't quite qualify, it doesn't reach the threshold of a Psul, but we avoid it. Do we avoid it in Zavla? And the idea seems to be that what?
There's Akruve Daita anyways.
The what?
There's Akruve Daita anyways, so it doesn't matter?
Yeah, because the whole point is that, you know, not being Mehabech Beskuso. So if anything, maybe it even enhances. Of course, the other side of the coin is that in the end they're supposed to detach themselves. And, you know, it makes it more difficult to do that if the relationship isn't just a, you know, kind of a, you know, coincidental one or professional one, but that there's also a personal aspect too. You might have said that inachanami zavla is fundamentally different, and it, you know, but since that only expresses itself in the Masa Matan and not in the ultimate Gemar Din, so these requirements, whether it's hearing the tainus of the Bali Dinim together, or being paid, or the Midas Chasidus preferences of Akruve Daito being eliminated, you know, if you take the view that it's just a selection and it's just Sius Bali Dinim and nothing more, then of course there's no room for any of this stuff, because it's there's no formal aspect of this din that is different. But even if you believe that Fez Maso Matan is different, the very fact that you need to transition to the Gemar Din, is sufficient reason to say that all of these things are excluded. And on the contrary, you could even make the point that since you're operating with initial advocacy, so anything that, you know, that contributes even more to that makes the capacity to transition more problematic. And if it's more problematic, then, you know, we want to avoid it. But anyways, the Marik in both places, Chaf Aleph Hein, Tez Zayin Beis, has this discussion and makes this assumption. The Piskei Tshuva, again, would, and others, would simply reject this. And they do. Okay. So, what about the question of Dayanim Krovim Ahadadi? Another thing to look at. So what do we know about that? Yonatan, did you get a chance? You didn't read Adam's Mar Makomos.
No. I don't think I had the Rama on there.
Oh, okay. But the other Kuvager.
No. I told you I didn't do a good job, Rebbe.
No, you did a great job. Just that you get, you know, as Yonatan will tell you, you just get better, you know, as you go along. Ariel? Shmuel?
Sure, Rama.
Yeah. Simon Kuf Dalet, right? What about, is there a psul krovim to each other?
Right.
Are dayanim who are krovim, now typically dayanim who are krovim to each other are disqualified from dayanis, right? Here, the Rama says something quite remarkable. He doesn't say that they are kosher, exactly, but he doesn't say that they're disqualified either. He really says what? Aaron Saad? Yeah, it's Yado ala Leona, right?
Right.
Okay, but there's some. But the point is, the bigger. First of all, that itself is quite remarkable that it's not either yes or no, right? But the consideration that maybe the Dine Kurva of Dayanim is different in Zavla than anything else is shocking, to say the least, right? That's a psul, an objective psul of Dayanim. So, what do we make of this? The only way that this can make sense is if we're dealing with a different kind of Beis Din, and again with the assumption that even though B'shas Gemar Din, this is all going to turn conventional, right? That the Pagam is more in the Maso Mata, and that's another assumption here, than it is in the Gemar Din. Now, why should that be? Why could that be? So here it's an interesting point. If you remember way back in the day, for those who were here. When we talked about the Yerushalmi and the Tshuva of the Tashbetz, we're talking about Beis Din Nota, right? And we mentioned the Rashbam and Balbasra, even Nun Zayin and Nun Tes, the idea that in Eidos, let's say, Krovin be Eidos, part of the problem, according to some Rishonim, is that, you know, it's considered like Dea Achas. Like you need, we have to make sure that they're not just, clones. They're not saying the same thing. The problem is with krovim, that they're not distinctive enough. If you remember, the Tashbetz was trying to explain the issue of a bezenote, right? If the psul korvan dayanus, I wanted to suggest that what he meant, the Tashbetz, was that the bezdin matin is a problem in the unit theory of bezdin, right? The unit theory of bezdin, you know, requires, you need the diversity in the configuration to make up the unit, in a way. But when you have, either way, I think what we could explain here is that if the point of Zavlo, Zeh Mahapech B'Schusa Shozeh, Zeh Mahapech B'Schusa Shozeh, that's when you're putting your heads together in a consensus, so the problem of the Dayonim being Krovim Mahadadi is the problem that you're not going to get enough diversity. Right? But if the problem, you know, is not that you're not getting enough diversity, but you have to just be careful not to go overboard, you know, in terms of too much diversity, right? But you want Zeh Mahapech Shozeh, and that's what you're supposed to be doing, so then maybe it's an open question about Krovim. It's a totally different mechanism, is what I'm saying. When you want everybody to put their heads together, you want to make sure that that's not too much. So you don't lose. You want putting everybody, you know, trying to see this as work together as a consensus is a good thing if, you know, Deoseum, Arshonos, Zubizu, naturally. Right? But not if they're all clones of each other, then you're not getting the consensus, you're not getting the benefit of pursuing the different angles in a consensus way. But when you're focusing on the diversity part, so the real concern that you have, you know, is that you don't go overboard with that, right? So, you know, Krovim, actually, I'm not saying, no one's saying here that, Rama didn't say here that you have to have Krovim or that it doesn't matter, but what he's saying is there's more flexibility. I'm trying to explain why that might be. Ariel, yeah. Yes, so let me get back also to, I forgot to mention this in the Marik, although I meant to. The Marik said that the Akruve Daita, right, is not a problem for the Dayanim of Zavla. But he also says that that's not true for the Dayan Ashlishi, right, because he's supposed to be the Machriya. So again, if it were just that, but you need, you know, somebody to be, you know, Mahapech Ba'ad Shnehem, or and so on, I'm not sure if that would be true. But if we do believe that the point here is through advocacy and in addition, that's the end of the issue. You could say the point is advocacy. If we could have a third guy who was advocating for both, that would even be better. You know, maybe there's like this, and then there's one guy also who's a great devil to advocate for everybody. But if the point is not that, but he's the guy, he's the anchor, he's the traditional Dayan, you know, that provides the hechsher for this, you know, different, you know, model of Dayan. So for sure, you don't want him to be Akruve Daiti, even if it was to both. Never mind to one or the other. That would just, you know, throw things off completely. Now, let's say he was Akruve Daiti to both in the same way. You know, that might be an interesting case. No, if he's Akruve Daiti to one and not the other, that really seems to be a problem because that's an imbalance on every level. But what I'm saying is, let's say he was Akruve Daiti to both, right? Let's say he's a mechutin of both sides, both Bali Dinim. Although, why would the Bali Dinim be in court against each other if they're mechutanim, right? Right? Okay, Elliot's married. Aaron's engaged. Let's see. Right? How come there's like not a ringing right over here?
Of course.
Yeah. So, I mean, how could it be? So, I'm just trying to say the hechetimtzi, or, you know, a sone, you know, on one left side, or an ohev on the other side, meaning there could be, all I'm saying is there could be another wrinkle here, and that is that you can't have a Dayan Ashlishi who's a, you know, a Kruve Daite to one and not to the other, might be true, even if, you know, he's supposed to be Mahapech Ba'ad Shnehem, because it impedes his ability, I guess, to do that. But let's say he was a Kruve Daite, you know, to both of them. You know, would that still be a problem? You've kept the balance. My suggestion is yes. If you hold that the Dayan HaShlishi is the Machriya because he's the objective one, then you just don't want that as a midas chasidus at all. Similarly, if you were to be discussing this question of the Rama, he doesn't take a stand on this, but you know, would it matter whether we're talking about the two, right, or even the third? Okay. Excuse me. Yeah. Good. Next. What about being chozer from a Kabbalah of Zavla? Right? You agreed to do Zavla, right? And now you want to be chozer. So what's the story with that? That's a Shulchan Aruch issue. What's that?
Shulchan Aruch says from the time that you write down that they were Mekabel, these they on them, and their muscles even from when they're towing, even if they didn't write it down.
Yeah, so it seems to be a discussion about exactly this point, namely the conditions of Chazara and how do they stack up, right, against, you know, Din Ragil on the one hand, and once again, Pshara on the other side. Right, if the rules are different in terms of Chazara from Din Ragil and Pshara, which they seem to be, and when you can back out, then where does Zavla fit, you know, in that mix, right? Kosim ploni, boris ploni, ploni boris ploni, kozman shol kosu yicholim lachzor, bisho kosu ein yicholim lachzor, lefikach ein kosin elibidat shneim, v'shneim nosim schar hasofer. V'hu adin im kano miyado, v'yesh omrim, right, the misha tonu bifneim, eni micholim lachzor, af al pi shelo kosu. Right, even if there's no kinyan, right? The chem matzino be'ini yodel be'lachzor lo yuchal gam ken lomar sheyosifu adayanim. So this is a whole discussion. I don't want to get into the details right now because it'll take too long and we have to finish in a few minutes. But the Shulchan Aruch is already discussing this. You have to look also. So Berhetev basically zeroes in on this problem, and O Stalin, which I definitely asked you to look at. Tzas Kasha, Mimasha Kasova, Mechaber, Simin Yud Beis, Siv Zayin, Daf Mishin Isratzu, Abali Dinim Bepshara, Bevezi, Yecholim Lachzor. The Kasva Asma, Bashach, Dafidu La'achar, Shehi Gidu Abshari, Yecholim Lachzor, Baharama Lo Higia Shom, Klum, and here he's Magia, Vekan Kasov Mishaton Bifneim, Enim Yecholim Lachzor, the Kulalma. How come you can be chozer more in Pshara and less in Zavla? Defsha Sheshul Chalek Bein Im Nisratu B'Pshara B'Bezdin O B'Zaborer Avalu Dochek. Right? How Dochek is it? Right? So again, if we see Pshara, this is a double question, of course. How do we see Pshara? And how do we see Zavla? Yeah.
The most extreme opinion in the Shulchan Aruch is just that you can't be chozer after Tzivah.
Yeah.
So the Marach or Zeruah says that you can be chozer until the Gemar Din.
Until the Gemar Din.
Yeah, and he says that the rationale is that v'chein en birach and v'chein estayano v'nei Gemar Din yachol achzer bo v'vizh v'tekanus kachamim she'ichapis p'susa v'im omer ein ani rotze sh'yad enosi yachol achzer bo.
Because it's not those don't see a sadin.
No, it sounds like his entire reason is that since he is supposed to be like his life advocate, so if he doesn't want him there anymore, he can
yeah, yeah right, right. Yeah, I'm saying because the whole point is that to make him happy.
Right.
Oh, very good. Where's that Marach Zeruah?
That's the Marach. It's the Sefer Dei Das. I think it's Tanya Marach Zeruah.
Says it.
Let's put it in
the
Kamai.
Oh, the Kamai has it.
Ramban and Bamitzia, but the Rit that's having the same sheet.
Ramban and Bamitzia, where?
The Chafanala, where it talks about Shari Beru.
Yeah.
We'll still get over there. Because
of Vinyogadol, it says,
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, he puts another day after the Tainas that you have to stop, and then the Rush puts a day at Shalom Yischilu with them, which might relate to the Masa Matan versus transferring to the Gemara Din point.
Right, very good. So you have three Shitas there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, if you look at the Nosa Kelim and Shulchan Aruch, you also have quite a range of Shitas here. If the model is, in the other extreme, if you can, you also need to compare it to Kibbalah, which we'll, get back to. But comparing it to Kibbalah, to Pshara, is it the Masoh Matan? Is it the Gemar Din? All of these are very suggestive in terms of the issues that we are talking about. Similarly, What about the question of Shnayim Shedanu, I guess, when it comes to Zavla? Right, so we know spent a lot of time on the issue of Shnayim Shedanu and the year, but we had also encountered then the 2 days in the Ran on Hamid Beis, right? That what, Adam?
If he asks, how can the Gemara say Pshara B'Shnayim, you can't have two B'Kofet people ever. So he says, if you had it that they agreed to do Pshara with three people, but then did Zavla and never pick a third person, that would be fine for Pshara.
Yeah, so that's not so obvious at all. And that, again, seems to be a discussion in the Choshen Mishpat here in Siman Yud Gimel, Sif Aleph.
Whether,
yeah, go ahead.
If they agreed to do it with two, it's fine.
It's fine. So that's the question. So this is an interesting issue because, on the one hand, you might think that it's even worse than a regular Din Torah because you're missing the Machria, if indeed that's what he is. In the Dayan HaShlishi plays a more prominent role here as the Machria. He's the only real judge. The others are lawyers, at least in some respects, you know, not in the Gemar Din, but at least in the Masa Matan. Then how can you proceed without him? He's the one who gives sanction to the whole thing, and not only that, he's the anchor to make the transition to the other. So you might think that this is worse. On the other hand, if the whole point is that this is a different methodology of a Sanhedrin, and the point is that it's through, equal debate, you know, rather than, you know, the effort at initial consensus, so then you might say, oh, but if the two agree, then for sure. But you might say the other way, meaning the third is only there, he's really out of step with the whole process. He's just there because he needs somebody else to be mahapech ba'ad shneyam, let's say. Let's say that's the pshat, right? Or to help the pivot if you need it. But here you don't need the pivot because they're coming to a conclusion. Meaning, instead of, as we noted when we talked about the Dayan HaShlishi, if we take the view that this is a different kalot, either because it's driven by the Bali Dinim, but it's a kind of a kibbutz line, or even if it's, you know, the advocacy given to it, he's either going to be, according to that view, he's either going to be more indispensable and prominent, or just, you know, more lemaisa necessary, but in a way, conceptually, less relevant. So if you can come to the conclusion with the two without him, you know, that's the real Bezdin, those are the ones that the Bali Dinim were machshir. And not only that, there's an element of Chuvas, you know, the old Chuvas Arajba, which is, wow, you know, if these two people who are, you know, intended to be Mahapech Biskusa come to a single conclusion, that's really very compelling, right? Maybe normally you need the three, you know, but you don't need to hear. Moreover, so that's another reason. Let me add one final reason, the Matin reason. One of the reasons that we explained that you need a Bezdin a nota is for the unit theory of Bezdin, right? So that there's the capacity to make that thing and to bind them together by virtue of the fact that you have a structure that allows for that. But, you know, maybe in Zavla, you dafka don't need that. Because that's the whole point, is that Zavla is not based on the unit theory so much. It's based on the individual Mahapech Beskusos. Just for the same reason that we mentioned about Korva a second ago. So that would be another. So I think this is an interesting question. It might be better, it might be worse. There's an interesting debate. What about interference of the Bali Dinim after the Minui? Can the Bali Dinim say to you, we insist that you get another opinion, or we insist that you don't consult with this person? Do the Bali Dinim have input, in other words, beyond the Minui? So if we take the view, again, that this is just, to give them a sense of confidence, to mollify them, to appease them, you know, but it's the regular Din Torah and the regular Dayanim. So of course the Bali Dinim have no input beyond, you know, that initial point. Even if we take the view that it's, you know, a Maso Matan, which is based on a different principle, right, even then the question whether the Bali Dinim can interfere is an open question. In the same way that, you know, trying to figure out what's an appropriate level of advocacy is a question, something we discussed yesterday. I mean, you want to push it to what might be plausible, you know, or maybe even what's possible. You know, are you going to go even beyond that to things that you don't believe at all? In the Masa Matan I'm talking about, of course, not in the Gemara Din. So, too, an interesting question, you know, at what point this advocacy, you know, how much is the advocacy makshir in terms of the Bali, in terms of the Dayanim themselves, but also how much is it makshir in terms of, you know, ongoing consultation or interference or, you know, with the, are you not really, are you working for the Baldin during the Masa Matan, really? Or, you know, you're just his train here, you're his, you know, his official advocate, but you're still Batoris Dayan and you're, you know, totally independent from him. That's an interesting question. If this is all more of a kind of a Kiblo lie, right, so then maybe there's more of a reason for them to interfere. It also maybe depends what the interference is. If the interference is something, you know, logical and, you know, possible, like an option, like, you know, strategy, legitimate strategy, like, you know, we should go to another Bezd, we should consult this Talmud Chacham, not consult that one, okay. If it was something, you know, less reasonable, then maybe it wouldn't be something we could consider. Anyways, the Arzarua, quoted in Nagos HaShri, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it again, links this question with the capacity of the Bali Dinim to appoint the third Dayan, which might reflect, you know, that Gufa is a major, major issue. Again, and then, is this all about a Skyvus, or is it Din? Or is it regular Din? Is it advocacy a Din? The point being that the Shita of Rabbi Meir seems to be more open to this being an extension, the Dayana being an extension of the Bali Dinim, and their ability to point the third one is an indication of that as well. The Chachma Shlomo in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Katan Yud, says, yeah, that'll be true Lamaisa, and that's a little bit tamua, and some of the Achronim ask on it. He says, well, let's say, really, the Bali Dinim don't have this condition, but they have they made a Tanai, you know, can they do that, you know, they can be Ma'akev, the third Dayan, or whatever, you know, will that practically get, one could have been Mechalek. It's not the direct, you know, power that they have, but as we said before, the machlokes or Meir and the Chachamim might have been just an indication of what the nature of Zavla is. So if the nature of Zavla is the Rabbanan and that's what's Koveya, even if you build in the Tanai, you know, the Lamaisa of Rabbi Meir, that's, you're not going to say, you know, Tanai Zeh, you know, equates Rabbi Meir, it equates them maybe practically, but it doesn't necessarily equate them conceptually, in terms of what Zavla is all about. Similarly, there's a discussion in the Pesachei Tshuva, Sif Katan Aleph, whether, again, the Pesachei Tshuva disputes this, Chachma Shlomo. He says, post Minui, there's no interference whatsoever, because it's a regular Din Torah. Yeah. But there's also a discussion in the Poskim Shulchan Aruch, whether or not there even could be such a Tanai. You know, could there be a Tanai that the Bali Dinim could interfere? You know, if Al Pidin, you know, they don't have this capacity. So again, is this something that's anti-definitional because we're dealing with a regular din, or not? To what extent does the okay? I'm gonna have to stop. I guess our next meeting Tuesday. Maybe we'll try to make a longer shiur Tuesday. Is that good for everybody? 12:00. Yeah. Okay. Good. So 12:00 Tuesday. I want to finish up the question of. A little more on who appoints the third Dayan, and also the question of being Machlokas Rav Meir and Chachamim about being posel the Dayan, right? Is the Chiddush Rav Meir or the Chachamim, and does that show a difference in Zavla as opposed to other Dayan? What is our Kosha Basuria relative to Hedyotos and a typical Bezdin? So we'll finish up with this. It'll take a couple of minutes, and then I want to move on to the next Gemara. And the next issue, which is the issue of Kibbolai. Okay? So that 12:00 on Tuesday? Okay. Very good.